The sky was black, and old men were falling out of trees. Savage, savage, savage days have gone. Music was breaking out on the hills around. And here comes the truffle hunter, dog and man. One runs up the hills, the other falls with his feet as he walks the horizon. His dog called Death and the dog's master Simon. Death was as light as the leaf. Simon rolled his head, hands running through the air, shouting, "Come back! Come back!" They winded their way up the steep track, forgetting where and what they'd come for. Sitting, Death started to speak, and Simon snapped in deep to join the lively chattering of dog and man under the bendy hazel branches. Death read her poem and stirred the wood to living beings. Simon rested in this wood of reincarnation and watched his heart grow. Soon they would climb the mountains, hunt for the talking truffle, and when their hands were full, return to their city. Falling over rocks, kicking up woodcock. On this day, the mountain was quiet, no geese flying low overhead. It was not the long walk it should have been, back to the city, to tell the king the dying words of those truffle, so few that are sat in the roots of the youngish oak. The best truffle are the talking truffle. Then there are the pongy truffles, that have finished talking a long time ago. And finally, the silent truffle, found lower down the mountain, and sold at market to unsuspecting tourists. There are a few dogs in the land of Five River and Two Forest and One Sea that could hear them. The king's daughter had been sick for 3 years, and she had heard how the talking truffle had cured a sickly boy in Simon's village. The king had showed gratitude for Simon's hunting with the very best his court could deliver. Simon and Death were very excited to enter the palace, and the queen fussed over them. "Why, Simon," whispering behind Death's back, "is he called Death?" "It is woolly ears, ma'am. He pretends he can't hear me. But he is one of the few to hear the talking truffle." Later, at home, beside stone, under thatch, the dream rolled in. Who puts such words inside those black fruit? Their dream was now his. The fire kept Death asleep, and Simon saw many days to follow. Talking cities underground, in the mountains high, they walk out in the sky to shout, they scream and cuddle, for joy is held inside their voice. And when the tubers speak to deer, badger, worm and us, it's like we fed them magic food, and our tongues and head rested on a plate of time, where years have flown, and we awake again, never to know again just what we left behind. To walk deep hard down into the valley and up the windy track where the forest begins, it was in the fall of such music that they strode, dog and man. Dreams fall so deep that spanks my heart and froze the world around. Light as a teddy bear, she climbs the tree, grabs her branch. I wake, stir the ground, and off we go together. Death and me, halfway to our hill, we meet my friend. We sing along together, and then both depart like birds. It seems like mind and we are hunting the hill, Death hovering everything to the invisible, and I can feel truffles are running underground. The story has a swinging gait. It can't be sold on Hymen's way. The trees have toes and root of earth. In other days it's been the shape of caterpillar, but now it's somersaults, so me and dog are lost in time. And under the tree of losing time we find our truffles, held in palm by chalky hills. Everyone is a chattering, telling there are songs of great to come. and how the beeches play a tune, who grows the farmer's corn. The truffle's friend is deaf, and deaf's friend is now inside her belly. Of all the truffles chosen, she chooses the talking truffles.